The Hargan women seemed to have it all.
We were blessed. My mom was amazing.
But detectives would soon discover...
Inside the house, there were the bodies of two women.
A story of betrayal you would struggle to believe if it wasn't true.
I am just praying to God. This is a sick joke.
From 48 Hours, this is Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings. Listen to Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings early and ad-free starting May 1st with a 48 Hours Plus subscription on Apple Podcasts.
Hey everyone, it's Devin Simone, and guess who's back on the podcast? It's me! Hey family, cousins, sisters, brothers, everybody. I'm Devon Rogers, and I'm back! And this is MTV's official challenge podcast.
Devon, I'm so happy to have you back. How are you feeling?
I feel good. I miss you guys. I miss talking. I've seen the Twitter streets. They've been asking, where is Devon? Well, here I am. So I hope y'all listening.
Yes, you guys better. For those who are asking about Devon, you guys better be tuned in and listening.
Listen.
I am so excited about this season of The Challenge. I love that it's a new beginning. We got a new season. What are you most excited to see, Devon?
I am excited to see these people come in with all of their hunger. I can't even call them newbies, these rookies, you know, the new school challengers. Let's go with that. I want to see them come in with all of this hunger and this excitement to be the new champ. Like, it's time. It's time for a new name to be up there with the rest of the champs.
Well, it's interesting because it's like they're not full-fledged rookies just because they've all played the game before. So they all have had a taste of what they're getting into. But I can't wait for the twist of... they're going to have to go against some heavy hitters if they want to take that crown. I don't know if you've seen the commercial with CT coming out with what looks like one of those ball and chain things, and he's like, you have to go through me. I would just turn right around and get on the next flight and head my happy ass right back home if I saw that. So
y'all can have his title.
Exactly.
I'm good.
Exactly. I wouldn't even, you know what, TJ, leave my bag here. I'll just take what I'm wearing and roll, bounce out. So we see a lot of that. That's going to be really, really interesting. They're going to make them work for it if they want to get to
but
the
top.
But
it makes sense. Like, if you want to be the champ, you have to beat the champ.
Right?
So it only makes sense.
Right?
It definitely makes sense. I'm excited to see how it plays out.
I love it. And we have a front row seat to it all. And we are going to be dissecting it all, which is amazing. And to kick it off, I mean, we couldn't do it without the queen of piano playing, the queen of accents, the queen of chefery.
The kitchen.
I don't know that chefery is even a word, but yes, exactly, in the kitchen. She also makes me proud in that she has taken my baton of wig wearing on the challenge and has done so well. We have Big T in the house, an interview with her coming up later, which is going to be so phenomenal. You're not going to miss it. And we get so much tea. I mean, we are coming out the gate hot. We got tea for you. So
swinging.
Much tea. Your cup will runneth over. But before we get to that tea, let's do a quick breakdown of this first episode because there was a lot.
Absolutely. Let's get into this episode, okay? So this format for this season is basically three sections. Control, fight for the new money, okay? Chaos, protect the money. And then conquest, you have to win. And this season, they are not playing, okay? We had our very first challenge of the season, and it was called Hole Control. And it's basically where the boys, they're going to bring the poles out of the pit, and then the girls have to solve this puzzle. Pretty simple puzzle if you ask me, but you know, it is what it is. It's not complicated, but then it's also not completed. And so they lose the money. Everybody, 50K down the drain, 50K in 10 minutes. You could have did it, but they didn't. So now we have to go to this voting. The votes go to Jessica. Jessica picks Big T, calls her weak and all this other kind of stuff. Big T goes down there to the elimination, which is called Fallout. And she lets her know, baby, I'm not weak, and watch me fall out on the Fallout. So Big T ends up winning. Jessica goes home. And for me, the episode was top tier.
Girl, there was so much. I don't even know where to start. Actually, I do. Ooh. Orange was a bold color choice.
Girl.
This season. And I don't know where is it Pantone's color of the year. It's interesting. Look, go ahead, challenge. I appreciate you branching out. It's just a real departure from what we've seen. It's very bold. I'd love to know how you guys are feeling about that. So please DM me and let me know. It was a very bold color choice. Okay. So now a lot was going on here. And this whole control, chaos, and conquest thing reminds me of like dating in your early 20s, you know, like just the struggle. It does. Chaos and conquest, especially. There was definitely a lot of chaos going here. It reminded me of elementary school, you know, when the teacher is like, okay, everybody's going to get a snack, but everybody needs to line up, or like everybody needs to be quiet. And you just, you hoping that like those kids, there's like those two or three kids that just won't shut up. That is what this was giving me. All right. It was stressing me out because you want them to win. Like I have never wanted someone to get a wedgie so bad than I did this, because I wanted them to pull him up. I just was like, pull him, just grab any means necessary, pull him up over the ledge. I wanted them to win so bad. Obviously, the communication piece, man, was just not there.
Awful.
What were you feeling, Davon?
Oh, my goodness. I was like, grab his neck. Grab his throat.
Right.
Just pull him up by any means necessary. Pull him up. It was, that was extremely hard to watch. The girls, I don't understand why no one thought to put the puzzle on the ground
right
first. Do the puzzle on the ground, and mm-hmm. then you can just put the poles up. Mm-hmm. Ladies, what's happening?
They needed you, Jay. That's true.
Everyone wanted to talk. You can't listen when it comes to a group challenge.
Right.
Shut up.
Yep.
Shut it up.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Like, cause it's chaos. It's and not in the best way. Like they didn't protect the money, Devin. They didn't protect the money.
They did. They didn't know what they were doing. And now nobody gets a snack. Nobody gets a snack right. or nap time
nobody.
Because they couldn't get it together. I will say it's a really interesting dynamic and it's a beautiful cast, you know,
yeah.
which is just amazing. Maybe that's why they put them in orange. I don't know. I'm still wondering about the orange, but
I like the orange.
I would be worried. Yes. Okay. I have thoughts about the orange. That's all I'm going to say. I also have thoughts about Berna coming in hot this season. Like, I don't understand. Like, and obviously she's going through some things, and that's usually the case on the show. It's a lot. But, like, Berna was coming in a little too hot, in my opinion, especially when she shut poor Colleen, the psychologist, down. It just felt like it was a lot. And then
she just wanted an ear.
But you can see how nicely you said that day. See how kindly you were just, and if you ever said that to me, and no matter what I was doing, I would stop and be like, okay, girl, I'm here. But if you're telling me stuff and I'm just like, well, Davon, you know, hopefully you'll feel better I just want to talk.
Close your mouth. Open
right.
your ears.
What is this? That's why nobody wanted a room with her. Like,
she was given very, very, and I hope she's not offended when she hears this, but she was giving very sensitive. She gave very sensitive and very defensive.
Yes.
Like, yeah, she was on
Which
guard.
Yeah.
Very much so on guard.
She was definitely on guard. And her friends tried to tell her that. You know when your friends are trying to sit down and talk to you and saying you're being defensive and, you know, they're coming from a place of love and you're still not listening, that, like, that's probably not going to be in your best interest. Something that will be in your best interest this season, though, I know I get on people about showmances, but so far, if there's ever a season to have a showmance, and I'm not just saying that because the cast is attractive, I'm saying this guy-girl thing that we're seeing emerging right now,
man.
I think the best way to protect yourself is to
get a guy.
Make out with, right? Right? I mean, that seems like a smart move at this point. What are your thoughts, Day?
Yeah, get you a guy.
Would
Hold
you
on,
have done
real
it?
Tight.
Would you have get, done it in this season?
No, I can't do it. Do it, and it's so bad. I need to learn because I didn't learn how to act. Like, okay, I can't do it. I can't
learn to fake the funk.
I gotta learn how to fake it till I make it. I can't do it. I get so irritated. Like, never mind.
Yeah, yeah.
Never mind. Get off me.
Right. Get away from me. But still, don't vote for me. But get away.
Right,
from
but
me.
Right, but don't vote.
But don't vote for me. I have a feeling we're going to see a lot of that as people start to, you know, strategize or just familiarize themselves with other people.
Yeah.
Who, so far, I know it's been a while since you've done this, so I'm going to need you to dust off your stars and your timeout chair. But who is getting your gold star of the week and who's getting your timeout?
All right, I'm going to split my star in half, okay?
I don't know if that's how it works, but yeah, uh-huh.
You get a half. I'm going to split it in half. I want to give it to Big T and Nerys.
Okay.
Simply because I am such a fan of, and it's probably going to bite me in the butt if I ever go back, but I don't care. Get them men out of here. Like, the idea of deciding to have this all women final is such a powerhouse idea to me.
It.
Like, oh my goodness. And if there was ever a time to do it, this would be it.
Yeah.
Usually you're like, you know what? Either we're going to get the champs out or we're going to hold on to the champ and use them as a shield. Ain't no champs in here. Right. It's, you know, so yeah, a powerhouse female, all women cast. Oh my gosh. Final, like that would be so amazing. So I'm going to give my gold stars to them.
And who gets your timeout?
I'm going to have to give it to Jessica because, baby, I've never seen someone dig a hole so badly for themselves. Mm-hmm. Like, and baby, I was with you in the beginning because I thought you were trying to save yourself. And then you hooked that left and I don't understand where it was going. And then the whole idea of I'm going to take control and take it into my fate. I wasn't buying that. I think you knew you were going in and you were trying to kind of like save face, but I didn't get it. I think she's a great girl. Mm-hmm. She's gorgeous, mm-hmm. but I just, I'm going to put you in timeout today, baby.
I mean, to your point, you're right. Again, same with the Horacio thing in that the numbers, she already knew she was going in by the time it was like getting to her vote. But I actually respected her being like, I'm going to save myself too. Like I actually was kind of like, all right, I have props for you.
Would you have saved you?
Go check my stats. I promised my team before the daily that if we ended up in elimination, I would put myself in so that they didn't have to fight on who did it. And guess what? I sure did. And I did it against my showman. I did it against, yes. So I am a woman of my word. And yes, I would have done that if I felt it was right in the moment. She ain't scared. Actually, she is, which is why she doesn't like to be in eliminations. But I also stand by my word. So there's that. But I respected that she did that. But then when she came for Big T after that, that was kind of like not.
When she was calling her weak and stuff.
Like, girl, that was not. Nope, was not the move. For my gold stars of the week, or actually I'll start with my timeout of the week. I actually feel like there's several potential contenders. I mean, some of the stuff we learn in our interview with our special guest today would nominate someone else, but I don't want to spoil it, so I'm not going to say whose name could potentially be in the timeout list, but you will hear it when you listen to this interview. But some other potential contenders for me, Jessica, of course, just because that speech, we got to call me, I'll help you, we can write something out, a general outline, but don't ever say that speech again in your life, please, don't do it. Berna, because Berna was like, she literally was causing the storm and complaining it was raining. Girl, if you don't put that damn lightning stick down, then maybe, okay, maybe your hair wouldn't get wet.
Why is this cloud here?
But she's like, I don't understand. No, shut up and let me talk. But I don't understand, like, girl. But it has to go to Horacio. And look, I know Horacio is fine like wine. I know. But I just feel like he was trying to flex, and I don't know, something irks my soul when people feel like are trying to flex, but trying to make it look like they're not flexing. And so him being like, I'm not a sheep. If you don't sit, you're not well right now. That's just not a smart strategic move. It's just not a smart strategic move because it's like you're now voluntarily to put a target on your back unnecessarily. Like even if he was number two in the voting line, I could get it because you have potential to turn things around and you're standing on your ground. When you're number 32 in a lineup of 33, dude, just vote the rest of the thing. I don't know. And it was a big move. Also, it wasn't like you were voting in CT. So what cool big bad points are you going to get for voting in Big T?
But no. See, this is what I'm saying. It wasn't CT, but like I said, I feel like a lot of the guys are afraid of Big T. So it kind of was a CT situation. Like, I ain't scared to say her name. I say it. Right. That's how I think.
That's fair. Well, he gets my timeout. Go have several seats. Several
think
seats,
about
sir. Think about what you did. Several seats. Count some sheep while you're at it. And then my gold star of the week is going to have to go to none other than, of course, Big T, because I like that she came out swinging and she was bold. And this is a new kind of gameplay in the sense that since there aren't vets in the house, usually we see people immediately targeting vets, but like you kind of can't this time. And so a lot of people were quiet on strategy and she was not a sheep and she was leading the way. Then also came out in victory. And I don't think she was the weakest in this week's daily at all. So them going for her in that way, I just thought, you know, wasn't fair, but her story, her ministry was that she was supposed to come out on top and show other people. So gold star to Big T and a bonus star to Big T for the tea she is dropping in this week's interview. Y'all thought Davon was messy.
Oh, Lord.
I'm going to just tell you, Big T, don't let the accent fool you. She came, she brought receipts. Okay, if you can picture, if you ever watch Married to Medicine, you can picture Mariah walking back through the doors. Do I need to bring the
receipts? I got the receipts.
She came with receipts. You are not going to want to miss this. It is a lot going on, and it's so much fun. A lot of laughs, a lot of behind the scenes insight, some things to watch out for. It is a perfect way to kick off the season. So grab your snack, do your thing, do some stretches, get ready, clean out your ears, because you are not going to want to miss this. Take some notes and stay tuned, because we have very special guest, Queen Big T, in the house. That interview coming up right after this.
Whoa!
The Hargan women seemed to have it all.
We were blessed. My mom was amazing.
But detectives would soon discover
inside the house there were the bodies of two women.
A story of betrayal you would struggle to believe if it wasn't true.
I am just praying to God, this is a sick joke.
From 48 Hours, this is Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings. Listen to Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings, starting May 8th, wherever you get your podcasts.
What a show, what a season. And you know we had to kick it off right with a very special guest. Now, some say she is, you know, a social mastermind. Some say she is a layup. But if anything, I'd say she proved tonight, don't count her out. Please welcome to the podcast, the queen, the chef, Big T. Hey, Big T.
Woo! Hi, ladies. Thank you so much for having me here today.
We are so excited. Girl. I just have to tell the people listening, she did arrive in a tiara. I'm just going to point it. You guys can't see it, but just so you know, she is indeed in this moment rocking a tiara.
Because the queen is going queen. Period.
Absolutely. It's a season premiere. I had to show up.
Yes. Yes. Love that. So how did it feel to be back? Because it's been a while since we've seen you. You were doing training to become a chef over in the UK. So when you got this call, you know, what were your thoughts? What were your feelings?
You know, so I had just graduated from culinary school and, you know, I really thought my path was going to go back there. But then I got the call for the challenge and I just thought to myself, oof, I really missed the game. And there was something in my heart. I was just like, I feel as if I haven't completed everything that I want to in this game and I had to come back.
You got that itch. That itch came back.
Absolutely. It came back much sooner than I thought.
Listen, now this right here, this episode was absolutely insane. Great way to kick off this season. My goodness. Okay, before we even get into it, okay, watching the episode, you already let us know you went in and blocked some folks. So let us know how that go. Who did you block, girl? Who did you shut down?
So I had to block and unfollow Corey Lay. Just because of some conversations that we've had in real life and where he told me he was only plotting against me because he was influenced to do that by Michelle and Jay, which now, having watched the episode, I see is not facts and very untrue. So, had to deal with that situation accordingly.
Delete.
Okay.
Got rid of him.
And by the way, you guys, this is why of all the podcasts, I know there's a lot of challenge podcasts, a lot of really great ones, and shout out to those podcasts. But this is why you want to listen to the official challenge podcast, because this is all happening live in real time, by the way. This is unfolding. Big T just realized, because she just saw the episode, that what she was told was maybe not fully accurate. So this T is piping hot. So hot.
Hot.
How do you feel, Big T?
How do I feel?
Yeah.
I guess sometimes I play this game too emotionally sometimes because I like to take people at face value. And, you know, I had a lot of animosity towards Michelle and Jay because Corey was just like, oh, it's them that made me do that. And then watching the episode, I saw he didn't need any prompt. He didn't need any encouragement. This is something that he's come into. And I found it very interesting because Corey's like, Big T plays this game like this and this. To be quite frankly, the season I did with him, he didn't last long enough to see how I did play the game. So where he's getting that from is, I don't know. And quite rich coming from him, really, to be honest. And also, you know, this is somebody who in my first season with him, he came after me, he's come after me again. So now I'm thinking, is it personal? And this is definitely somebody who's permanently on my watch list now.
Well, let me tell you something. You go ahead and wear this badge of honor, because from watching the episode, baby, the men were terrified of you, okay? They were terrified of you. They said, we got to get her out of here.
Well, he did say that you were smart. Yeah, he said that you were smart. But let's back up a little bit at the beginning of this episode, right? Because it is the season premiere. So you came into the house basically aligned with 99.987% of the people competing. How did you go about making so many alliances, you know, upon day one? How, please walk me through that strategy. And did you, the follow-up question is, did you think that using Wes as an example and his becoming aligned with everybody before going in the house was a good idea?
I thought it was a good idea because I thought, you know, I was kind of scrambling. I wanted to keep myself safe and Melissa safe. So I was like, let's just make a huge network as big as possible. Now, I was told everybody who's done previous seasons together are going to stick together, which is why I thought, oh, I'm so aligned because I've done the most seasons out of everybody. So yes.
Who told you that? Who told you that?
It was just word on the street. Okay. Really. Yeah. It was okay. Like a general consensus.
The challenge street.
The streets of Croatia. Absolutely.
All right. Who are you most excited to see going into the house?
Do you know what? So my game plan kind of messed up because Melissa and I weren't going to let everyone know that we're best friends because we know that we knew that we'd be targeted straight away. So going into the house, I was going to be like, oh, me and Melissa didn't really get on, but I was so excited to see her. I was like, that's my best friend.
You can't hide it.
I cannot. Not Big T spoiling her own game day one. Cannot.
y'all was outside night one. Y'all had to sleep outside. Explain that to us because, girl, what?
What a bloody disaster. Did you see what I was wearing? I was wearing my heels and a little like jumpsuit, hot pants, actually. And we're outside without like a fur blanket or anything. And it was freezing cold. It's raining. I was so fed up. I think you hear me even saying, TJ, come on, hurry up now.
Yeah.
Right. That, and he was running late because where was you at?
Exactly. I mean, this was something that we did not expect. And we were also hungover the first night.
Yeah, because what happened the night before? Were you guys partying? Like what went down the night before?
Oh my God. We were partying like it was 1970s. Like it was Studio 54 in the talent elimination ground. Okay. Boys are making out with boys. Girls are making out with girls. Axes were making out in front of other people that
ooh, like who? Let's get some names in here. Let's get some name. There's a lot of y'all. Let's get some who was making out who.
I don't want to gossip, but Kieran and Jessica apparently they used to have that thing. And then Kieran, I'm such a gossip.
Look at your face!
It's fine. Don't overthink, just overshare. That is the motto of the podcast, Big T.
So we're playing spin the bottle and Kieran spins the bottle and it lands on Raven. So he has to kiss Raven. And Jessica's just like, hell to the nut. So she grabs Raven and starts making out with her. And everyone's just like,
oh,
yeah.
Who did you make out with, Big T?
My gosh.
I don't really like to kiss people with the tongue when I first meet them. So I just gave Colleen a peck.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Good.
That's very respectable of you. Very respectful. The royal family would be very proud of you, Big T. So it sounds like you guys had a lot of fun. Wait, is that when Michelle and Callum sort of thing started brewing that first night?
A lot was brewing that first night. But yes, I did sneak a peek at Michelle and Callum. People were also really admiring Jessica as well.
People who, as in people who voted her in? We're admiring Jessica then. Okay, so then how did it flip then? So, but was she like kicking them all off? Like, how did she have fans essentially night one in the house? And then we get to the point that they all are voting her in.
You know, I don't know. Maybe that's part of my political mastermindship.
Jessica.
No, I didn't. I'm joking. I really didn't actually plot against Jessica. I just didn't want it to be a female. I actually was wanting it to, if it had to be a female, I wanted it to be Colleen. And the other girls were saying, Jessica. I was like, no.
Why did you want it to be Colleen?
I didn't have a relationship with her at this point in the game. She's the girl I spoke to the least. And she had done a previous season with mm-hmm. the other girls, and I thought, you know, she'd probably align with them rather than me. So Jessica was somebody who I'd probably be able to trust more in the
long
run.
Didn't you think it'd be good to have a therapist in the house, though? I mean,
I feel like we're a lost cause. This crazy bunch. Therapist, no therapist. Like,
I mean, we saw her trying to help Berna, and Berna had the audacity to be like, no, I just want to tell you stuff.
You know what? I respect that, because sometimes I just need you to be an ear and not a mouth. I just want to talk.
Yeah, like, but like, you got to earn that right, because like, what makes her think that Colleen just wants to hear her nonsense? Like, bitch, y'all ain't best friends.
Because she sat there.
Trying to help a lost soul. Berna needs to stop talking and do some listening, and maybe she'd have a friend or two.
Yeah, I'm with Devlin. Like, I'm sorry.
I understand setting boundaries, but you need to exercise that at home. You can't be out on an island trying to set boundaries. You're going to fall off the island. That was wild. And Colleen looked at her like, bitch, what? That was wild.
I felt bad
I appreciated
Colleen.
It, Berna.
Oh, no. I felt bad for Colleen because...
Yeah, I did too.
Because, you know, it's day two or day one. We're just starting this experience. I'm sure Colleen has her own anxieties and stresses as well. And so she's actually lending an ear, trying to give advice. And for Berna to be like, mm-mm. I don't want your advice. I think it's quite harsh.
Licensed advice on top of that. This isn't someone who's like, oh, I just watched an episode of 90 Day Fiancé. I can diagnose you. Like, this is someone who like is trained, went to school, is giving, trying to help you out. And Berna's like, nah.
I ain't trying to hear none of that.
I know. A hot mess. A hot mess. Okay, speaking of hot mess, let's get into this daily. Now,
oh my gosh,
a total twist. What were your thoughts when you rolled up to it and you saw that mud pit, and then when you heard that it was going to be a pass or fail grade, not so much a winner or a loser?
Ain't no C's, A or F.
Well, you know, when I saw the mud pit, I do love mud pits. I was quite excited. But then when I did see that we're playing as a whole team collectively, I was quite anxious. I was quite worried. I was like, this is going to be a disaster.
Wait, you love mud pits?
Why
Big T? What? Huh?
You know, it's very cleansing for the skin when you have like mud on your face, it dries up, it exfoliates the pores and all of that.
So isn't that true for a certain type of mud? Not stepped on challenge mud and...
Look. Oh, really?
Yes, Big T. At the spa, they are not grabbing mud out from the back of their house from the pasture. It's like a certain type.
I'm taking this to work today.
Right. It's a certain type of mud.
I'm outraged. I had no idea.
I cannot.
Putting it on my face.
Somebody check the tape. Big T over here trying to give herself a spa mask in the middle. That's why they didn't win that daily.
Most likely.
What was the strategy, or was there no strategy for the women who are doing the puzzle? Because I was wondering why y'all didn't do it on the ground first.
Well, that was the thing. It was just too many cooks spoil the broth. You know, I did come in and say, guys, like, let's do this. I did try to have my part. But then they got to the point where everyone's like, here. And I just stepped back. I was just like, oh, dear, this is just not going to work.
50K in 10 minutes. My gosh. And you guys were so close.
I felt like we were so close.
I do want to know, is Berna soft-spoken, or were you guys really just like tuning her out? Because she made it seem as if no one was paying attention to her, but she seems really soft-spoken.
Does she? Were we watching the same show, Davon?
Yeah, Davon.
Not later on. Okay. I'm talking about in the challenge. In that challenge. She was like,
where
hey
has
guys,
my Davon gone? Right? Hey, Big T. Big hey T's guys. Making a face for hey everybody.
She looks soft-spoken. So what was it? Y'all was just actively ignoring her? What was it?
She's very harsh with her delivery. Extremely harsh. I think people are just blocking her out because they don't want to be insulted or cry.
Okay.
Did she make someone cry in the house?
Herself!
Aside from herself.
I mean, yeah. I mean, she's very offensive. I mean, when I first met her, I was very offended.
Oh, she's offensive? Mm-hmm. Oh. Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. I didn't get that.
When I first met
Davon,
her.
I don't know what show you were. I
didn't get that.
No.
Even the way she told Colleen what she told Colleen, which is fair to set boundaries, but the way she dismissively was like, like, dude, Colleen's trying to be nice to you when no one else is listening to you. You could have some grace.
That was how you communicate that.
Right. And you're over here like, no, girl, just be quiet. Huh? If I were Colleen, I literally would have just gotten up and walked away. And would have said nothing else, just gotten up and walked away.
Dude, but also, you know, you can see, like, you know, she's somebody who... you know, I don't want to say the wrong words here, but I just feel like to be crying over who you're in a room with. I'm like, come on. Yeah, we are all adults. I mean, that's a bit much.
Although it was shady. Shout out to Shady Production in a good way. But like the montage of everybody having an excuse. Michelle, I would, but I'm allergic to the color of this room. And then Huey, oh my God, I wanted to room here. As she's sitting in the corner, like that was hard to watch. And then she started being obnoxious, but that part was hard to watch.
Listen, yeah. I have people who don't want to be in a room with me. Do you know how much rejection I get? I went around to everyone being like,
personal.
Do you want to be in a room with me? Because I have a reputation of being messy, which I don't.
You've proven
know.
Already yeah, in the first 5 minutes of this podcast. Yes, yes. But it's entertainment and we live for it. But
can we give a shout out to the wig on the suitcase? I said, that's my girl. That's yes. my girl.
Yes. I love how far we've come, by the way, that we can just do that. That is just, I love how, yes.
Love yes, how right.
I'm glad you noticed that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so like a lot of people girl, like, no, girl. But I don't want to be in a room with you. And they're straight up with me. You're messy. I heard rumors you keep food in your bed, under the pillow. And I'm just like, fair enough. Okay, it's fine.
Food under the bed and in your pillow? Big T.
I was going to slide past it.
Big T. What are we doing?
She might want a little nibble in the middle of the night. It's right her fingertips. You never know.
Thank you.
I don't know what to do with all this tea. I need to take a moment to just sit and think about it. So we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back after this.
The Hargan women seemed to have it all.
We were blessed. My mom was amazing.
But detectives would soon discover...
Inside the house, there were the bodies of two women.
A story of betrayal you would struggle to believe if it wasn't true.
I am just praying to God. This is a sick joke.
From 48 Hours, this is Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings. Listen to Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings early and ad-free starting May 1st with a 48 Hours Plus subscription on Apple Podcasts.
This group seems like a lot of partiers this season. Yeah. Like, how is this different for you, Big T, compared to previous seasons?
I have to say, you know, every cast is very gorgeous, but I have to say I felt like this cast was exceptionally gorgeous.
I agree.
Looking at all the girls like, oh, holy moly. Like,
I agree.
Everyone is absolutely stunning. Girls, guys, wonderful, wonderful combination. And also, yeah, I mean, the fact that, you know, no one's a champ, a lot of new faces, a lot of people have just done one season or two mm-hmm. seasons. So it was different. And did you know what? Initially, I had quite a fear because I was just like, I think if the game is quite new to you, you can be more harsh, I think. Mm-hmm. Because I feel like when you play the game for so many seasons, you know certain moves are mm-hmm. how they affect people. So I was just mm-hmm. like, wow, this young, fresh blood, like this is going to be dirty.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you are messy. You are messy. No, go ahead, Tavon.
No, that's what I was going to ask you, like, how much higher was your confidence level coming in knowing that there was no chance? The playing field was very even, like no chance to overcome, like we here. How did that feel, like your confidence boost?
No, that didn't give me a confidence boost at all because I don't underestimate okay. anyone because I see potential in everyone to be a champ, genuinely.
Yeah.
But I guess from day one, I was confident for the first hour, which was a mistake because I was like, wow, I have a massive alliance.
Yeah, it was the Big T bunch. I was like, what? All these squares start
I know, that
up.
Was
like,
cute.
Wait a minute.
That was cute. I loved how they did that. And this is your first challenge working as one large team. How would you rate yes. your performance, Big T? How would you rate your performance?
I actually thought I did really well. Like in that daily challenge, this is the thing which actually irritates me. I feel as if people made their decision against me due to past performances of me, not to do with the performance there.
I agree.
Because at the end of the day, number one, I'm not just saying this because Melissa is my girl, but like she was one of the people that got the most amount of polls from the side mm-hmm, to the boys, yeah. which is why she's one of the last people to climb up the wall, myself mm-hmm. included. I made sure I got as many yeah. polls as, because some of the girls just got one poll or yeah, no poll just, and they just yeah, went yeah. up against the wall. We were right. lifting those things and you had the girls being like, oh, this is heavy. To quite frank, I didn't find it heavy. Yeah.
I know that's right.
Melissa didn't find it heavy either. So I just feel like that was quite interesting feedback. I think we were just targeted from day one, from the moment.
No matter, it sort of felt yeah. like that. watching
I felt as if no matter how good or bad my performance was, I was going to be targeted. Absolutely.
I think so. I feel like a part of it was, at least from what we saw in Corey's conversation, around people recognizing that you're smart and that you did have the ability to potentially sway. I mean, he said at one point, like, I'm afraid that if Big T even gets word of this, the whole house will flip. And so that speaks to your power and what, you know, what they thought about you. Did you kind of consider yourself, knowing that there weren't any champs in the house and that you have done seasons before and have done a good job, did you consider yourself sort of an elder here because you've done so many seasons? Or, you know,
like, okay, firstly, I don't like the E word.
Like a senior.
Oh, not getting any better.
Not that one either.
That's okay. No, look, it's fine. Look, it never applies in the same way it does to bananas. So you're fine. It's fine.
You were the most vet of the vets.
I'll tell you what. I did not feel like an elder or a senior. But what I did feel was, for the first time in my challenge experience, I felt like a vet. I was like, wow. Because I'm always like, feel like I'm a forever rookie. But now it's just like that. I am a vet now.
And we saw that in your moves as you made sort of this master plan, which I live for, because I think it was smart, because it seems like the girls weren't even considering that at all. And
it wasn't clicking.
You risked yourself to sort of put that, you know, to put it out there like that. So when did this sort of creep into your mind that, okay, we're going to have to do the girl play offensive against the guys?
Immediately. Once we lost that first challenge, I just knew, because I feel as if in society in general, I feel like men tend to bunch together and they kind of will plant seeds, and women do turn against each other. I just feel like it's unfortunate pattern of human nature. And so I was like, I need to prevent this from happening. Because at the end of the day, TJ has not said it's going to be girl elimination, boy elimination, girl, boy. He's not said that. We don't know. So let's do whatever we can to stick together. Because at the end of the day, I'm not saying that men are stronger than women, but I just felt like, you know, us girls, if it was just like an all-female final, that would be actually legendary, powerful, and hasn't happened. Powerhouse. And that's what I wanted to happen.
Yeah. Nerys was right there with you. She came in at the end, but she came right on in there. She had the same idea as you. And I was like, come on, I need y'all to.
I wrote that in my notes.
And it seemed like Raven, too. Raven was like, we're not letting this, you know, turn into. Did you, if the guys had said, if even one or two of the guys had said that they wanted to vote a guy out, would you have backed off that plan? Or do you feel like you still would have stuck to it needs to be guys versus girls?
No, I mean, I wouldn't have backed off, because at the end of the day, like, my whole like incentive was just to create unity amongst us women and to stay strong, because I felt like, you know, this is the beginning. It sets a precedent of what eats throughout the game, how you start the game. So if we girls stick together, united and strong, then the boys know actually there's no weak chain. We can't infiltrate into this strong girl power. You know,
absolutely. Right. We saw a great example of that with USA2 recently, with the group I refer to as Destiny's Child, Michaela, Desi, and Chanel. But they came out from the jump united AF, and they stayed united all the way to the end. And they looked almost borderline unbreakable. And it was really powerful as rookies what they were able to accomplish in doing that. So you were right on target. Day, what do you think you would have done? Would you have instantly gone for the guys? Would you have instantly changed your mind to vote Jessica in when Jessica started giving that terrible ass speech about why she shouldn't be voted in?
Oh, but Jessica, baby, what was that about? Like, I thought she was pleading her case in the beginning, and then she took a sharp left turn, and I was like, baby, the road what are you doing? I was so confused. So mine, I'm looking at the guys, I'm sizing them up. I'd have threw James in there quick. Get him out of here. He got to go. James is huge. He got to go. I don't want to see that in the final. Get him out of here. But once she started doing all of that talking, I was like, oh, baby, it ain't even on me no more.
Right.
Everybody going to send you in.
Yeah.
And so when Berna, it was like a domino effect. Right. I was like, oh, my God.
Which we knew would happen, right? Like, Berna being the first one to set the groundwork, it was super easy for everyone. I mean, I feel like this is the most united we've seen the challenge, except for Horacio is behind. Goodness. This was so united. How do you feel about Horacio today, Big T, by the way?
I adore him. I really, really like him. And, you know, I have to say, in that moment, I was just like, Horacio.
Yeah.
That's why I was salty. I mean, obviously, I was just like, he's officially not hot to me anymore.
I love that. That was hilarious.
But you know
why? Why do you think he did that, Big T? Did you feel blindsided when he said your name?
I was just annoyed because I was just trying to keep a low profile. Everyone's mm-hmm. their name said on the stage was like, don't give me attention right now, Horacio.
Yeah.
But to be honest, I really respect him for doing that because he is not a sheep. And I feel like there are too many yeah. people who follow suit who are sheep, who aren't prepared to make big moves because they're like, oh.
But was it a big move? Because he knew it already didn't have the votes. Like, I don't know. It kind of gave pick me energy a little.
I don't know. I think he wanted to make that known at the very beginning. I don't care what y'all got going on. Yeah. I'm going to do what I want to do this season.
I agree.
And so even though she's not going in, but I'm letting you know today, moving forward, I'm not going to be that guy. So
yeah.
But I feel like, but do you need to play those cards so early on? Like anytime you let people know what your stance is going to be, I feel like there's a strategic time to release that, and at a time when the number wouldn't have gone his way anyway, because she already had 19,000 votes. The one yeah. vote for Big T wasn't going to change anything. It just felt like I feel like some people want to be different so bad. And while I understand and respect saying I have my own voice, I mean, that's like being in a choir and the choir instructor is like, okay, we're about to sing, you know, All I Want for Christmas Is You. And you start singing a different song.
Night.
Right, you don't start singing Silent Night in the middle of the song when the whole choir is singing something else. That is not the time. And it benefits no one. Sit down. That's how I felt about Horacio in that moment. And also, I love you, Big T. But I felt like if he was doing that and he was the first one to vote, cool. You're showing your strength. You can flex, whatever. But not you going to do it in the middle. They're already on the second verse of the song. And you talking about let's change it up. Like, stop it.
Do you think, Big T, does that make you think at any point that maybe the guys all got together and said, you know what, 100% tonight we're going to do Big T, and then once Berna did her vote, they all flipped?
Absolutely.
Except for him?
Absolutely. Mm. That really showed me that he was obviously just sticking to the plan. That was, uh-huh. yeah, because I was like, that didn't just come from nowhere. I just feel like Horacio right. wasn't just like, pull my name out of the sky. There was definitely conversations right. that happened.
So he was sticking to a plan that he agreed to with a group. A likely a majority, which could be sheep-like behavior, but he'd want to be sheep. Okay, cool. I just wanted to lay that out there, that's how, got it.
Yeah.
It didn't seem to make a ton of sense. Do you think him saying your name in that moment, though, contributed to the likelihood of Jessica then calling you out because your name was the one she had most recently sort of heard in that moment?
Absolutely not. You know?
Okay.
Listen, Jessica, little Miss Jessica, I have a problem with this because she is crying throughout the thing, being like, I don't want to be the first one home because everyone underestimates me because of my size, because I'm small, so people think I'm weak, it's not fair. Honey, you're calling me weak. We are the same height. Yeah. Actually, I think I'm slightly shorter than you. Okay, I'm not so skinny anymore, but like, we are the same height.
Period.
But we're put in the same category. So for you to put somebody who's categorized in the same bracket as you and calling them out as weak, I'm sorry, my love, like, you are not getting my sympathy. And the fact that she even said there's no bad blood between me and Big T, yes, there was. I was feeling speak on my behalf.
Is there still bad blood?
No.
She said, who is we?
No, absolutely not. The game's a game. But I will be honest, in that moment I was, because don't do that. Don't be upset about being called weak and then call others weak. It doesn't make sense, Jessica. And alongside the whole, I don't care about winning the money and that whole speech, I'm like, mm-mm.
That was a mess. That I would just give it away anyway. But then I'm I really wanted someone to just be like, Jessica, just sit back, honey. Just sit back.
Girl.
I mean, that was wild. That was.
Mm-mm. Big T, who did you think she was going to pick?
I thought she was going to pick Olivia or Nuriz, actually.
Oh, really? Why?
Because I had a conversation with her and no, because she before this speech, she said, I could go for the people who were plotting against me, but instead, I'm not going to take revenge. I'm going to go and help the team and take out the weakest player.
Wait, that's literally what she said? See, that's so shady. And she called you weak in front of the whole group. But then you just proved the weakest player was the one who lost. So...
yeah. Girl took... I mean, took her out. That hammer came up so quick.
It was quite fun.
I said, come on, Muscles. Yeah, she been cooking in the kitchen and in the gym. Come on, Big T.
Absolutely.
It's so wild. Big T, I want to get your take on, so we see, you mentioned before that on the night before when you guys were all partying and then had to sleep outside like vagabonds, that you started to see a little bit of the blossom or the beginning, the seeds planted for Michelle and Callum, right? Mm-hmm. What are your thoughts? And Day, I want to hear yours too. When we see Michelle do the right thing, props to Michelle on this, which is, do you have a girlfriend? Yes or no? You know, like she's like, period. Let me know what's happening. Well, let's get clear. We see Michelle, and I appreciate that they left that moment in there because they could have easily not shown us that, but I appreciate that it's clear Michelle's trying to do the right thing. And he says, no, he said it's a situationship. And then we see him talking to this girl. Not I only is you. Production shady, production definitely labeled it Callum's girlfriend, but then talking about, I love you. What are you all's thoughts about all of that?
Okay, firstly, I wish Michelle had shared with us that she knew that Callum had someone on the outside, because that's not how she was approaching the situation. Yeah. She didn't, to me personally, because I was one of her roommates, she never disclosed to me that Callum was honest to her about the situation. She was just like, I heard from somewhere that, you know, maybe there's someone on the outside. And I said to her, yeah, there is. I heard it too. And and I felt bad because I thought I was the one who was grasping Callum. Lo and behold, Michelle already knew. So I didn't think that was very fair on her part. And
But it seemed like she didn't know the degree, if we're being fair, that he kind of made it seem, it was some...
I said girlfriend to her. Yeah, I said.
Oh, you told her girlfriend.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Because I had had...
But he didn't, though. On the show, he says, no, she explicitly asked. And he said, and I wonder if that conversation happened after she had spoken to you or before, but she explicitly asked, yes or no.
Yes or no.
And he says, no.
Yeah. Oh, right. Oh, that's quite naughty of him.
Yeah, not you trying to blame Michelle.
Because she asked straight up.
She asked. He lied.
He lied.
That's really bad
on
him.
On top of that. That's literally not fair. On camera.
I don't think that's fair on Michelle, to be honest.
On MTV's camera. Right. You know it's going to come back.
And then talking about, I love you, love you, love you. I want to go home and see you.
Girl. I was shocked at that, to be honest. I didn't. Yeah. The fact that she was the phone call home. I was just like.
Yes. Wild. And then in confessional that he said, but you didn't tell me Michelle is going to be here. She's one of one. I mean, props to Michelle for being recognized as one of one. But that is so shady to his girl back home.
The girlfriend is going to see that and be like, well, what number am I?
Right. Number gone, number block, number do not call back.
No, that was not a smart move on his part.
At all.
But messy. You know, it seemed genuine. You know, Michelle is a beautiful woman. I feel like he was genuinely attracted to her, you know. And I'm not saying what he did was right at all. It's completely wrong. But yeah, at least I feel like he genuinely must have been confused.
That does not make it better.
You get in that challenge house and you just start making bad decisions in that challenge house. You just make all these bad decisions because he's not the first one to get caught up and he ain't going to be the last. It was like...
But that's just a whole ass mess. It's just literally a whole... I mean, to blatantly be like, no. I'm curious to see, though, how that all plays out and where that goes.
I'm not saying anything.
Ooh. Oh, and there's more.
We are going to see more of it.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's a lot of kissing and, you know, googly eyes going on, you know, so far this season. Were you googly eyeing anybody this season? You?
Yeah, Big T. We remember you back in the Logan days in bed learning Spanish or whatever. Yeah,
that became my Shakespearean.
Yes, girl. Who are you canoodling with this season, or who should we keep an eye out for?
Oh, you're going to have to find out. Mm-hmm. You'll be surprised. You will be surprised. So
there is something to look forward to.
Wait, how surprised will I be, Big T? Now I really want to know.
You will both, literally, it's going to blow your socks off. You're not going to see this one coming.
Ooh, did your socks get blown off, Big T, while you were in that?
One of them. Okay. Little brain off the sled.
Okay.
Just a little off the pinky toe.
Yeah. Just a little bit. All right. So one thing that was a good, I don't know if I want to call it a surprise, whatever it was, though, it was joyful, was the way you kicked butt in this elimination. When you found out what you had to do, were you automatically feeling confident? Like when TJ explained the rules, or were you like, oh God, like what did you think the odds were? Before you guys actually, you know, before TJ blew the horn to say go.
Do you know what? I wasn't even thinking about Jessica at all. All I was thinking in my head was CT's advice, actually, from previous seasons, which is stay calm. And I was thinking about my past eliminations where I had gone wrong. Because the moment that TJ blows that horn, I was just literally like, in the past, I'm elimination against Amanda. I remember I had to turn these cogwheels. Instead of being strategic, I was actually just turning these cogwheels as fast as I can. So I burnt myself out. So I was just thinking to myself, stay calm. You need to think like a vet, and you need to think what you're going to do strategically and do things step by step. And when, so I was just breathing in and out slowly. I remember I saw Jessica kind of waving and smiling to people in the corner of my eye. I was just like locked in. And I was
When you were competing or before he blew the horn?
Before he blew the horn.
Oh, I was about to say,
you guys should have seen Davon's face. Davon,
like, I'm so mad.
I was just absolutely locked in. Also, I was terrified, you guys. I was just like, I have come back from retirement. I can't be the first one to go home. I'm the vet here. I'm for myself. I was just, I really want to build my self-esteem, my confidence. I have to win elimination. And it's just so locked in.
Did it build your self-esteem and confidence, winning that elimination?
I would say it made me less fearful of going down the elimination ground. And to win one, I was just like, okay.
Did you see her pose when she fell in the rope?
Yes.
It was the cutest. I was like, you better enjoy that, girl. Yes.
So good. Do you feel like it was actually good because it showed for all the chatter that was about you being weak, right? Mm-hmm. Do you feel, because not only did you win this elimination, I mean, it seemed like you pretty much dominated it. Like, what was the time difference on that, by the way? Do you know?
I mean, not to blow my own trumpet, but yes, I finished very early. The elimination didn't last very long.
Oh my God, you guys should see the cute face she's making. Love that. So do you feel like it sent a message, though, to those who were doubting you and maybe weren't so familiar with your game that, like, no, you're not just smart, you're not just charismatic, but you're also, you can kick ass?
You know, I would love that to be the message, but I think to change one's reputation, you have to win more than one elimination, you know? And I think you probably have to go up against a champ or something and win to fully get people's attention, because a reputation doesn't get changed overnight.
You know what? I do want to ask you this. What is your definition of the term challenge champ? And what does that mean to you?
Ooh, that's an interesting question. I think you're really a champion when you're a champion of your own heart, when you are proud of yourself, because people can call you a champion, but maybe you might feel like the win wasn't fair, or you knew you could have done better. You might have won by 10 seconds, but you knew you could have won by 20 seconds. So deep down, you're like, wow, I didn't do my best. I think the term champ for me is when you literally put your blood, sweat, and tears and, you know, done well. You know, there've been times when I felt like a champ because I've faced my fears. I might not have gone to the final and won it, but I've gone the furthest I've ever been in the game. And for me, I'm my own champ. And I think you have to take the small W's and appreciate them, you know, because it's not always the destination, it's the journey, you know, and you've got to appreciate every step, because you never know, you know, when this opportunity will be taken away. You can't be like, oh, I know I did my best this season, but I'll wait for next season. Next season might
may never
may
come
not.
And I get that call.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. So that's my ethos.
You said you took notes after watching this episode. We saw you with your pen and paper. Are there any notes that we missed that you wanted to get off your chest?
That notepad is thick.
Yes, actually, I do have some notes that we have not discussed. Firstly, I would like to say I feel like the boys really, really actually blamed the girls. But you can see on both parts, there was some, you know, kerfuffle. And I think equally, like, yes, I know the puzzle part, you know, went to the shambles. But I mean, the getting over the wall wasn't exactly the smoothest of procedures. Okay, we already discussed this, but I was really appreciative of Norris speaking out, defending us girls, and she actually spoke out. I really liked that, and Raven did that as well. And then I guess the only negative part was the fact that Berna was already targeting Melissa and I when she was definitely whistling a different tune to our faces. So,
oh, what was she saying?
Basically that she was with us and like she wanted to be with us. So yeah, so that's interesting.
Why do you think she was targeting you two?
Because I think people were very threatened by Melissa's and I's friendship, because at the end of the day, like, I think when you come in with such a strong alliance, I mean, maybe tiny, just Melissa and I.
But you pack a mighty punch.
Right.
It's still a strong friendship. And I think people in the Challenge House find that intimidating, actually, which I know. And, you know, which is why initially we did not want to show how close we were coming into this season. Yes. So that was a mistake.
But you held that for about 10 minutes, Big T.
Well, I would say 10 seconds.
10 seconds. Speaking of secrets. Oh, go ahead, Day.
I just wanted to know, how did it feel watching the episode and hearing the girl say that Melissa was your crutch?
Do you know what? I found that very interesting, and it's fine. Let them not understand the relationship that I have with my friend. Keep underestimating me and not understanding my situations, because that is how you are going to get tripped up by moi. So keep doing it. I'm fine with it.
I love that. Speaking of underestimating, so you guys are in this house. TJ lets you know that there are no rookies there, but there are also no champs there. So you guys are probably feeling good. There's none of the usual suspects that we see. Now, the viewers, we've already gotten a preview of the fact of what and who is to come and what it's going to take to win this season in terms of having to beat champions and some amazing vets. Did you guys have any inkling that this was going to be happening in the house?
Absolutely not. However, so as you can see on the first, the first challenge we kind of do when we sleep over in the elimination ground, you see names on the ground. Mm-hmm. So, and all the names are the names of champs. So we're just thinking, why are these champs named? But we had no idea what that had to do with, but we just knew it had something to do with that. So that was
foreshadowing. I like it, production. I like it.
Sneaky.
Absolutely shocked. When I saw CT that on that trailer then, I was just like,
so good. Okay, Big T, I want to know, before we go, what so far, and I know we're only one episode in, but so far, what would you say you're the least proud of that you've done in the game? And then I want to know what you're most proud of that you've done so far in the game.
Overall?
Yes.
In my entire challenge experience?
In this season.
Least proud of...
And it could be something we didn't see. It could be behind the scenes.
Least proud of being naive and thinking I'd come into the game with such a huge web of alliances. Mm. You know, I think that was probably overconfident on my part and silly. Mm-hmm. So I think I got a bit comfortable too early on. Mm-hmm. And most proud of winning that elimination in the time that I did. You guys, that felt so good. I was so happy. Right through that hammer, I was like, oh my god. And also because I'm terrified of heights as well, and that good glass tail box was going up and up. I was just like, no, T, do not be scared of heights right now. Don't do it.
Yes. Oh, I love that so much, Big T. Love that so much.
Yeah. But also, just to say on my notes as well, I just want to say thank you so much to MTV for such a wonderful villa, because that was the most gorgeous challenge house ever. It was very to my standards.
It's very to my standards. Good job on production for making it to Big T's standards. I love that.
They listened to my request. So very happy and grateful.
Oh, Big T, I'm so happy you back. I'm so proud of you for, you know, saying, you know what, I'm going to take a break. I'm going to focus on school, graduate, and then, you know, living your best life. But then also coming back, seeing you play and just the person you are, your personality is very contagious, even through the screen. And so, like, I'm so happy that your energy is back in that house, and I'm excited to watch you this season.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much. You know, I'm so grateful to have the opportunity to come back, and you know, it was such a wonderful feeling, because it was so weird, because, you know, I retired and I come back into the house and I literally just felt like I'm home. I know there's a bunch of faces that a lot of them, majority, I didn't recognize, but I was just like, I'm home. And, you know, alongside feeling like a vet, I felt like, you know, I belong here. And that was such, and wow, winning that elimination made me feel even more. I was like, yes, T, this is where you're meant to be. And that was just such, oh, I'm getting emotional. That was such a wonderful feeling. Sorry.
You're so cute.
I love that.
Sorry.
No, it's okay.
Wait, did you cook it all in the Challenge House since you're a chef now?
I did cook, and everyone loved it.
I bet. They have a psychologist this season. They have a chef this season.
A chef?
I mean, seriously.
I had none of that.
Right. Like, this is the season.
I needed a psychologist.
Girl, this is the season to be on. I'd be booking time with Big T and Colleen all season. All season. Wild. All right, Big T, you've given us so much tea already, but can you give us some names to look out for the rest of the season? Don't tell us what happens. Yes. Just tell us some names that we need to look out for.
Oh, you guys. I mean, you know I don't like to gossip, but
it's just us.
Okay. Corey, definitely.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what? I actually don't know too many names, but I think also from what I've been hearing, word on the street, Olivia. That's the word on the Challenge Street I've heard. Okay. I don't know why, but I've been hearing it.
Wait, are those the same streets that said people who did the same show together are going to be sticking together? Because they're so...
Different streets. These are more reliable streets.
Okay. I just needed to make sure. Should we be looking out for you as well? Because I saw in the little preview for coming up, it looks like, I don't know, is there some...
Yeah, definitely a lot of tea containing me, involving me. Yeah. Always look out for me. Always.
And we got to find out who blew that one sock off, or at least who took it off a toe.
Off the toe.
A lot to watch. For those who want to keep watching this season, but watch along with you in real life, where can they find you on social?
Guys, you know, you can check me out on Instagram, which is Big T Faz. And I'm also on Twitter now. I love doing Twitter lives, even though none of you actually come on them. it's the OG Big T. So please follow me. I actually had to buy my followers, which is embarrassing. So
I cannot. Big T, God, I love you. You are just hilarious.
We got to run our followers up. We got to run them up.
You are so hilarious. Okay, wait. Text me next time you're doing a live and I'll join. I'll be in the group.
Right.
Okay. I will hold you to that.
I will. I promise. Send a text. And we'll be there. Thank you so much, Big T, for coming on. We are so, so, so happy to have you back and to see you in action and all that you're capable of. And watching you this episode especially was just the perfect way to kick it off and see you get underestimated, but prove to everyone just how phenomenal you are. I hope to see that swag carry on in the season. And I'm excited to see all the mess that you alluded to.
Ladies, thank you so much for having me. Like, it's been so much fun having a chat with you. I know it got a bit emotional in the end, but you know, this is such a wonderful journey. It's such a fun experience, and you know what it's like. And it's amazing.
Love you, Big T.
I love you guys.
The Hargan women seemed to have it all.
We were blessed. My mom was amazing.
But detectives would soon discover
inside the house there were the bodies of two women.
A story of betrayal you would struggle to believe if it wasn't true.
I am just praying to God. This is a sick joke.
From 48 Hours, this is Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings. Listen to Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings early and ad-free starting May 1st with a 48 Hours Plus subscription on Apple Podcasts.
The tea was hot, piping hot, okay? Woo! My tongue is still on fire. I'm burnt. I'm burnt. She was such a good guest. I'm so glad Big T came to hang out with us. Man. Yeah. So, now where can the people hang out with you? Where can they find you?
Day, I'm not spilling the kind of tea Big T's spilling. So, I would just, I want to give full disclosure there. But, you know, we still do some fun stuff over there. You can go to my website. That's devinsimone.com. That's Devin with a Y, Simone with an I.com. If you're single, hey, hit me up on that website and maybe I'll match you, because that's my real life job, is I'm a matchmaker. You can also find my socials at the bottom. Devon's making faces when I say that. But Devon gets so busy. It's hard to, don't even get me, you know where my number is. And didn't I send you the sign up link? Yeah, we'll talk about this offline. Anyway, okay. You can also find me on my socials. They're at the bottom of my website, but they're also Instagram. It's Devin with a Y, Simone with an I. Same with TikTok. Same with Twitter. Most active on IG and Twitter. And let me know in the DMs what you guys think about this orange and TJ jacket and all the other things. I love hearing from you guys. On social, so appreciate you all. And then also Amazon, we're doing some fun stuff over there. So if you just Google Devin Simone and Amazon, click the follow button and follow my channel. And the other day we had some challenge watchers and fans of the podcast were on Amazon Live when we were doing our Amazon Live Prime Day, and I got to shout them all out. So thank you guys so much for listening to the podcast. We love you and love to see you in other places. Devon. Sis, because I know there was a time you were taking a break from Twitter, and then there's that infamous YouTube channel. Where can the people find you?
I am actually back on the YouTube, okay?
Wait, when did you last post a video?
It's videos up there. I posted a short last week.
Okay, so. We'll take it.
So you can find me on YouTube at Devon Diane. You can find me on Instagram at Devon Diane. Twitter, DayDevon _, TikTok, DayDiane. Just find me everywhere. I'm out here, okay? I'm out here, people.
My favorite place to find Devon actually is in memes that other people use when I'm scrolling social media. I love seeing the GIFs and the memes of Devon's reactions to like things that have nothing to do with the challenge. It literally, I've had to stop myself so many times from screenshotting and just sending you every time I see that. I love it. Live for it. Also, before we go, you guys know we're big proponents of mental health here on the Official Challenge Podcast. Yes. So we wanted to share some info from MTV's Ask Initiative with you.
Yes. Now, have you ever had a friend come to you with a problem and felt like you had no idea how to help them? Well, you're definitely not alone. MTV's Mental Health is Health just did a study and found that while people are most likely to turn to a friend or family member when they're struggling, nearly 70% of us don't feel like we know how to help. That's a huge problem then, isn't it? Especially with mental health issues on the rise.
So MTV worked with Active Minds, a leading mental health nonprofit, and came up with a super simple way to help a friend or a loved one when they need it. ASK. It's an acronym that stands for Acknowledge, Support, and Keep in Touch. ASK.
Now here's how it works. 1, acknowledge. Acknowledge the person's feelings and recognize the courage it took to come to you. Support. Support by asking, how can you help? By sharing resources for coping methods or assist them in finding professional help. And keep in touch to show you really care.
ASK is a valuable tool that can really make a difference in the lives of the people you love most. So go to asktohelp.com. That's asktohelp.com to learn more. Because the best way to help a friend is to ask.
Exactly. All right. I'm glad we could share that with you guys. Thanks for joining us for the season premiere of The Challenge, Battle for a New Champ. Woo-hoo! Yes. And remember, if you liked this episode, make sure you rate and review us on Spotify or Apple Podcasts and tell a friend. Y'all miss my song? You miss my song? Tell your mama, your daddy, your sister, your brother, the doctor, the lawyer, the preacher, the teacher, the mailman, the baker, the chef. Oh, we had a chef today.
We did have a chef. When you're done singing that song, you can catch new episodes of The Challenge Battle for a New Champion on MTV.
Yes, and we'll see you back here right after for a brand new episode of MTV's Official Challenge Podcast.
Do I need to bring the receipts?
The Hargan women seemed to have it all.
We were blessed. My mom was amazing.
But detectives would soon discover...
Inside the house, there were the bodies of two women.
A story of betrayal you would struggle to believe if it wasn't true.
I am just praying to God. This is a sick joke.
From 48 Hours, this is Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings. Listen to Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings early and ad-free starting May 1st with a 48 Hours Plus subscription on Apple Podcasts.